KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. Minnesota will soon extend a licensing pause to adult daycare settings where the state says provider capacity exceeds current and projected needs for the service. The Tuesday announcement from the Minnesota Department of Human Services is the latest in a series of measures the agency has taken to tighten oversight and prevent and stop fraud. The action aligns with Governor Tim Walz's September executive order detailing steps to combat fraud. In a news release, the state says the two-year licensing pause for adult day centers will free resources to focus on oversight of existing licensed providers. The pause is likely to last from February 2026 through January 2028. Licensed adult day centers provide services such as health support, social activities, and meals. DHS says it will work with counties, tribal nations, and managed care organizations on exceptions for new licenses if there is a need. The announcement comes a week after a similar announcement concerning group homes and home health agencies. The state has also launched a new public website to provide details and regular updates on program integrity work. While state officials aim to redirect resources while facing widespread scrutiny for their handling of fraud in health and human services programs, federal officials continue to announce targeted probes in Minnesota. The U.S. Department of Labor has joined them, saying on Monday it will review Minnesota's unemployment insurance program. In a letter to the state's Department of Employment and Economic Development, Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer says the other fraud reports could signal abuse in the program. The Minnesota Reformer reports that a spokeswoman for DEED says the agency routinely exceeds federal metrics for payment accuracy and has a fraud rate below the national average. But since the state's fraud woes recently gained the attention of President Donald Trump, pressure has escalated from the U.S. Treasury Department, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Another blast of winter weather is expected to impact northern Minnesota beginning Wednesday night through Thursday. The National Weather Service offices in Grand Forks and Duluth issued briefings on Tuesday noting snow will arrive quickly on Wednesday evening as part of a clipper system. The highest accumulation of snow is expected north of U.S. Highway 2, with areas along the Canadian border seeing a potential for 3 to 7 inches of snowfall. To the west, near blizzard to blizzard conditions are possible on Thursday as heavy snow and strong winds combine. There's also a chance of freezing drizzle before the snow arrives, with the possibility coming again on Thursday along and south of Highway 2. The Duluth office says the areas that will see the heaviest snow may shift southward with later forecasts. The Community Cafe in Grand Rapids is moving to the Itasca County Family YMCA beginning in the new year. The organization that serves free, hot, and nutritious meals to anyone who needs them has been operating out of the Kiesler Wellness Center for many years. Its final meal there will be December 23rd. In a news release, Executive Director John Weber says the transition to the new location is an important next step for the nearly 25-year-old group. Meal service at the Y will begin January 6th and take place 4:30 to 6 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday. The Community Cafe also serves meals in Deer River at the King Elementary School, where meals are offered Monday through Thursday each week. A Cass County woman has been selected as the state's 2025 Community Conservationist by the Minnesota Association of Soil and Water Conservation Districts. Kathy Wagner of Wabedo Township has done decades of conservation work both on her own property and throughout Cass County, a news release said. She began by restoring the shoreline on her own land where her parents once ran Wolf Lodge Resort, and within a year, the shoreline was thriving and served as a model for others. She served for 5 years on the Wabedo Township Planning Commission to support sustainable shoreline policies, and she is the president of the Association of Cass County Lakes. Under her leadership, 42 aquatic invasive species tool stations for boaters have been installed across the county. She's also spent 15 years volunteering with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency to monitor water quality in the Boy River system and worked to secure landowner permissions for culvert upgrades at Stony Creek. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.